Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you on this sunny Saturday, which is nice for a change. Later in the show, we're going to talk about a pet expo coming up in Victoria. Also, Danny Everett Stewart has a new art show. We're going to talk to him about his beautiful pieces. Later, we're going to talk to Trish and Steve Young, who are here with me for the whole hour, about City Suites, their great award-winning rental vacation property management and suites. But up top, we always like to talk about food. And joining me in the studio also is Janice James, who is the sales manager at Cook's Culture. Welcome to the show, Janice.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. And Trish and Steve, of course.
Hi, Patty.
Well,
hi.
We're old friends. Here, not old friends. They're friends. But they're not old.
We're
young.
We don't think we're old anyway.
The name was Young. We're always going to be young.
And of course, I was just telling TJ that Steve Young, of course, is famous because he is part of Pirate Radio. Tell people briefly what that was, Steve.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, some people may have seen that that film that was in town recently called Pirate Radio. And I was privileged to be on board Radio Caroline, which was a pirate radio ship off the coast of England back in the 1960s. When first, you know, the 24-hour-a-day rock and roll radio was first introduced to the United Kingdom.
Wow.
And it was a great time. We had a lot of fun.
And why were you offshore?
Because in those days, all they had was the BBC, which is akin to our CBC. It was non-commercial. It was very staid in those days. In other words, the BBC announcer would come in, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 6 o'clock news. And, you know, when the pirate radio stations came along, it was North American-style top 40 radio. The British public had never been exposed to that before, so it was an instant hit. Because they could listen to rock and roll music every day instead of just for 1 hour per week, as was their allocation at that time on the BBC. So, you know, we garnered a listening audience of about 20 million plus people. Now, in today's terms, you know, you think of even the largest radio station.
We've only got a million on this show. But
I know, I'm sure you do. Yeah, exactly. That's the
a million one, sorry. I know, it's amazing, right? I mean, it's hard to fathom. And I think the youth these days don't even understand how different things were. And
no,
like,
it was,
you know, a whole different time, right?
A different scene, baby, as they used to say in those days.
Different what?
A different scene, baby.
Different scene, baby. That's right, baby. We're 60s, baby. Now, Janice, we were talking before how in Victoria it's a small world. Everybody knows everybody. My hairdresser knows, of course, Jed's mum, who is Muffet and Louisa in Sydney.
Yes.
Muppet, that's the other thing. That's the movie,
exactly.
Right?
Green. No, that's my friend.
Now, you're the sales manager at Cook's Culture, and it's a great spot. You have a beautiful location, the atrium. Tell us a little bit about what you do at Cook's Culture, because I know you're not just a cooking class. You've got retail.
It is Cook Culture, so minus the S.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay.
Cooks.
Yeah, so we are primarily a retail store. We sell a large selection of cookware. And we have the added bonus of having a fully functioning kitchen where we give cooking classes. So that, as staff, actually allows us to bring customers into that kitchen if we want to or they choose to. So as an example, if you're coming in and you're looking at a knife and you're looking through the glass and you're pointing at the knife, we can say, would you like to come into the kitchen and try that knife out?
Which is nice, too, right, Trish? You're a great cook. You know, I'm a good reheater, but to have a knife, too, you kind of want to feel how it feels in your hand and how it cuts before you go home and mangle your fingers up.
Right, and balance is a huge thing with a knife. And everybody, a big hand, obviously, wouldn't require the same kind of knife as a small hand.
That's
kind of like furniture.
It is. It's very personal. So, and you're absolutely right, Trish. So as an example, a global knife, a lot of women will gravitate towards that. It's a very sort of sleek, sexy looking knife with, I see your eyebrows go up there.
Maybe I'll like it better.
I would think that men would be gravitating toward that.
It's a little more lightweight. And then, you know, the Miyabi or the Shun knife is a little bit heavier. So there'll be a lot of men that will enjoy those knives. And you're right. You know, you really cannot tell how a knife works for you until you've actually used it. So being able to actually cut through an onion or slice through a green pepper or a carrot in the kitchen allows you to really decide what's the right choice for you. So you're not going home with a, you know, $150 plus purchase and going, it's not really what I want. Right.
And it pays off to buy a good knife. And then if you do buy a good knife there, you have free knife sharpening also?
We do have free knife sharpening, so you can bring your knife in, any knife. You don't have to purchase it from us. We'll do up to 6 knives. We'll try to do them while you're waiting. If not, we'll just ask you to come back the next day. So,
and you have cooking classes too, and you have a long list on your website. Mm-hmm. You can look at all the different chefs. And some are cooks that are local people that are just really great at certain things they do.
That's right. We've got a huge variety of chefs and instructors. You know, certainly Cosmo Means comes to mind. He's the owner and chef at Soup Peddler. We have Dwayne McIsaac, who currently is doing Yum, a program on Check 6 Thursdays. We have Heidi Fink.
We've had her on lots.
We've had her on lots. Shalora Sheldon. You know, so we've got Mexican, we've got Italian, we've got Thai, soups and stocks, seafood, pizza. I could just go on and on. I mean, we do private events too.
Excellent. So, and you also have a cook's table. So if people want to rent it privately, a chef's table,
that's
they come
correct.
In and have a seat there and have someone cook the food for them. Maybe
yeah.
a different kind of dinner
it
party.
Is.
So it's
it
kind
is.
Of interacting
yeah.
with the chef?
The chef's table differs in the sense that it's sort of like your private chef. So you come in, you've chosen maybe a style of cuisine or the chef's chosen it, and he or she will cook for you and then serve you at the table versus one of our demonstration or hands-on classes where you are in the kitchen and you are cutting up and you are cooking. You are, you know, some of them you're 100% in the kitchen. So for 3 to 3.5 hours you're in there doing all the things alongside the chefs or instructors. But for some people that want to go out at night and just enjoy a night out with friends, the chef's table is perfect. For
now
that.
I know Trish and Steve are vegetarian, so do you offer
we
any
do.
Classes that are vegetarian?
We offer vegetarian, gluten-free. We've got vegetarian, Indian, and Thai. We have, I don't know if you eat seafood at all or if that's out of your realm, but we certainly try to bring as much as we can on as possible.
Because we have so many different people with different eating patterns now,
absolutely.
Right? So, and also you like to have local produce and local
we
products
do.
As
we
best
do.
You can.
So where we can, and which is pretty much, I'm going to say 80% of the time, it's local and organic. Of course, you know, with the exception of certain spices that we obviously can't grow and get here.
And why did Jed want to make this cook culture? What was it that he saw that Victoria needed?
I think, you know, and this is from talking to him, I think he had a vision of something that was possible and doable in the city. And I think that as a city, Victoria is more and more becoming aware of the fact that we have such a huge, you know, resource of foods. We have talent here and people are wanting to learn how to cook, get back to, you know, how to cook basic things, how to make bread, how to make a pizza from scratch. It's really not hard.
Do you think, Trish?
Well, I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, okay, it sounds great, but who has to do the dishes at the end?
You guys don't.
Perfect.
You should have Trish in. That one, you may remember that yam burrito? The yam.
Oh, yes, with roasted
burrito.
Yams.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's in that one?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I make so many things. I make them and then they're good and then I move on to the next thing. But I think it was roasted yams and onions and roasted pumpkin seeds. And
delish.
It was so good.
And
delish.
Wrapped in a tortilla of some sort. I can't even remember what it was.
Because when you're vegetarian too, right, you have to get all the nutrients and find ways to make creative food the same way as anybody else.
Yeah. Well, my biggest challenge is to try to make vegetarian food that people don't really think about it being vegetarian. They just think about it as being really good food.
And I can attest that. My birthday and meal was delicious.
That's my goal. Mm-hmm. So
one of the things, if I could just interject here, that I'm so grateful for is that I think many young people growing up today don't have the opportunity to learn how to cook. And so the fast food phenomenon comes into play. Everybody's eating burgers and pizzas and this, that, and the other. And it's wonderful that there's a resource such as you're offering that people can come to, they can learn how to cook, and experience really good food at the same time.
Yeah, they have kids
that's
classes.
Great.
So
yeah.
when we come back,
wonderful.
We're going to talk about some of the kids' classes and some of these great products. Back in a minute.
This is Dave Dixon. Coming up on the show, what's next in the teachers' dispute with the province? How will it impact students' extracurricular activities? We'll talk to the parties involved and take your calls.
Dave Dixon, weekdays 1 to 3 on CFAX 1070.
Your smile, it's your passport to the world. So if you could make your smile as dazzling as possible, wouldn't you? Today's Dental can help. From whitening and cosmetic restorations to preventative care for the whole family. From a very experienced team of dentists and hygienists, Today's Dental has everything your smile needs. Today's Dental, taking care of smiles for over 25 years. On Oak Bay Avenue near Oak Bay Junction, new patients always welcome. Call 382-5233 for an appointment or visit online at todaysdental.org.
Oh, my goodness me. I got to tell you, I just got off one of the Riviera boats right now. I was on board a 75-footer, and it's absolutely spectacular. And you should see some of the vessels today down here at the Victoria Inner Harbor. The Victoria Harbor Boat Show, listen, from the bow to the stern, port to starboard, I don't care what you want to do, get down here and see these boats today because it's Canada's largest in-water boat show. Over 200 new and pre-owned vessels designed for everybody from the novice to the enthusiast. Cost you $10 to get in here today if you're an adult. If you're a senior, and I guess they're adults too, and students, all right, that's $8. And kids get in absolutely free if they're accompanied by an adult. But we'd love to have you come down and check it out for yourself. It's on for today. It's on for tomorrow. And super boats to look at, whether it's sail, whether it's power, they've got them all. They've got the experts right down here to talk to people with that are specialists in marine engines, all kinds of the material that you need when you're buying a boat and the things that you want to put on board. You've got hard bottom inflatables available too, and they're all here, all waiting to talk to you and show you what they've got now with some of the latest boats and the ones that you're wondering about. And can you put it on your budget? Check it out for yourself. We'd love to see you. Come down to Victoria's Inner Harbor today, the Victoria Harbor Boat Show, and take a look at some of these fabulous yachts. We'll see you soon.
Hey, watch me hit this car.
Moving target, 10 points.
Want to go hit that parking lot?
Yeah, I can see a convertible from here.
Dirty cars. It happens. So take it to Peninsula Co-op's Touchless Car Wash. Fill it up, clean it up, and enjoy a hot drink, always adding to your rebate. Peninsula Co-op members received 5 cents per liter on all fuel purchases last year. Visit your local co-op today.
Stop, fill it up at your co-op.
We are back in the studio. I have Janice James, who's with Cook Culture, and Trish and Steve Young, who are with City Suites. And we're talking about some of the kids' classes that you have. And what age group are those usually?
We have, actually, one of our chefs has done a private class for a 9-year-old, which was quite amazing. Megan Hennis taught a 9-year-old. By end of class, after 3 hours, she was making chocolate mousse, eclairs, you know, gougere, that kind of a thing.
Wow.
Cosmo Means is teaching some kids this summer, in conjunction with Oak Bay Community Center. And those kids, I believe, it's 11 to 15. So the kids will come 3 consecutive days. They'll cook, eat, and then they'll be picked up, and then they'll go on to another activity in the afternoon. I think we're also working with Burnside Gorge Community Center, hopefully having a graduation cooking event for some of their students. There'll be about 22 of them there.
Very nice.
We're very open and receptive to kids' classes, whether it be a private function where it's like a birthday party. And we did have that. I think we had about 8 young ladies come one afternoon, and Megan did a private birthday class for them. And they go away with some great culinary skills. And as Steve mentioned, you know, it's really great for kids now moving forward in their life to know how to cook.
It is. You know, my friend Sue Phillips is a home ec teacher at Mount Doug, and she does a great job teaching the kids how to cook, and it's nice when they can go out to some of the events like you have, because now my kids, I mean, they're not great, but they're better than me. I mean, they can cook most everything, and I didn't really have so much of that growing up, and I think basic home ec cooking classes is so important because you don't want to just have to make toast the rest of your life, and a lot of people, that's all they do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, back in the day when we took our home ec classes, we all did the same thing and we followed a recipe and we weren't allowed to really get out of that box and be creative. So difference is with our classes, there's no silly questions. There's nothing intimidating. The kids can show up, learn how to make something, you know, and make it their way. I mean, yes, there's parameters of how you want to cook things and how you should cut things up and simmer and saute, et cetera. But then outside of that, they can be really creative and take that skill and take it home.
And you have some great products, too. You have a favorite one, which is
on
your website.
Oh, lots of favorites. Bamix is great. Bamix. We've all got a Bamix, and we love it.
And it's a whir.
It's a hand. It's a whir. It's bigger than a whir.
What is a motorboat or whatever? My friend Dave Ross calls it.
Yeah, you guys are funny. It's a handheld immersion blender made in Switzerland. been around for a long time. Originally, they were at the Peony. People probably saw them there, you know, come and try the Bamex. Customer feedback's been phenomenal. 25 to 30 years, people have had these. Comes with three different attachments, including the optional chopper and vessel for making smoothies. But you can whip cream, you can whip your egg whites, you can chop up food, you can make soups. So, you know, very versatile piece of equipment. Yeah.
And another one you like is booze?
Well,
who doesn't like booze?
We love the John Booze products. They're East Coast Hardwood. This year, they're celebrating their 125th year anniversary. I think that we are probably one of the only distributors on Vancouver Island of the Blocks. And I was mentioning to Steve and Trish before we started this morning that we have those in our kitchen. So we've got a couple of 4x4 by 4-inch blocks at either end of our cooking island, and they're fully functional. They're chopped on daily. Hot items are put on them, which they shouldn't be, but they are. We sell the individual blocks too, and we can custom order. We've got islands. We've got butcher blocks that are probably 18 inches deep, you know, so the kind that you typically might have seen in a butcher shop, as you guys mentioned, had before you went vegetarian. And so it's really great to have that selection.
Do you think wood is a better product for a chopping board than plastic or glass?
It's certainly better than plastic. It requires more maintenance than, say, the Epicurean boards that we carry that are also wood, but they're pressed under intense pressure. They're actually approved by the Forest Stewardship Council, too. But some people just like natural wood. You know, they like the feel. They like the look. They like that it gets all the chop marks in it and it has character. So, you know, it's whatever your preference is, really.
And, Trish and Steve, you guys were in Australia and New Zealand.
We were.
You were. Do you remember?
I do. Seems like we were never there, though.
And what kind of food were you eating there? Is it a lot different than what we have here, or is it kind of on par?
Well, they have everything. They have everything, but it's expensive.
I'll tell you one thing it was more expensive food because... certainly in Australia.
I know. We're going to take our kids and Trish said, oh, my gosh, don't
bother. Start saving.
It's very expensive.
Wow.
Tell us about that meal, Steve. It was like three things and it was like $100.
We went for lunch at a really nice restaurant. I say really nice. It was an enjoyable location and it was fine. But for three of us with a very light lunch, it was... $140?
$147.
Wow.
Yeah. And we had a bowl of soup each, a slice of bread. The person we were with had a small pate plate with crackers and a chutney. He had a glass of wine, I had a glass of wine, and Steve had a coffee, and it was $147.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that
That's
crazy?
Insane.
Yeah.
And you may think that was a really, really big bowl of soup, but it wasn't. It was the size of a cereal bowl.
Wow. And was that kind of across the board, the
Pretty
kind
much.
Of price?
Yeah, I would
you
say,
had?
Yeah, an average sandwich would cost you $15 probably in a restaurant.
A deli sandwich.
A deli
even
sandwich.
If you went to the deli and you got yourself, you know, a panini.
Yeah.
$15 to start.
And we're going to talk about vacation rentals later. Is that why you kind of like them too? Is that you can make some food?
Exactly.
And not have to go out and
spend
money.
And I think more because we are vegetarian, like to cook for ourselves and go out and buy our own food.
Yeah.
It gives us that option. Whereas if you're staying in a hotel, despite the fact you may be able to get room service, you don't really have, you know, when I look at vegetarian menu items, often what they'll say is, oh, yes, we can make that vegetarian for you. That pasta, we can make it vegetarian. They just take the meat out, but they don't replace it with any protein. Mm-hmm. That's always my issue when I'm dining out at a restaurant. Oh, we can make anything vegetarian for you. Come on.
What is the protein then now that you would eat, Steve? What
well, there would be a variety of things. It could be tofu, for example. Mm-hmm. Lentils, there's another thing.
Any pulses.
Any pulses like that. I mean, there are a variety.
Cheeses.
Yeah, cheese, although cheese does tend to get overdone and
right.
used as that
And some people don't
substitute.
Eat cheese, right?
Some people don't
eat any
yeah, exactly.
milk products.
If you're a vegan, for example.
So you have to kind of study and really kind of know what you're doing.
You do, but it's not brain surgery. I mean, once you get into the vegetarian lifestyle, and I'm sorry, I don't want to be taking away anything we're
talking
about for
this is interesting.
Cook Kitchen here. But once you get away from that, once you get into the vegetarian lifestyle, it becomes, it's just normal for us. We don't even think about, you know, buying chicken breasts and throwing them on the barbecue. You know, we'll think of, you know, marinating some tofu and you say marinate it in a teriyaki sauce and dip it in a vegetarian yeast and quick fry it in some sesame oil.
it's delicious, you know.
And,
so,
and Janice, I mean, that's what we're finding.
And hummus is great, you know, with the tahini and
absolutely.
The chickpeas. And
is it people like our friends at London Chef and Cook Culture that people want to learn how
absolutely.
To cook good food?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And no matter what stage we're at, we always want to learn more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't ever stop learning.
Yeah, and on that note of vegetarian diet, you know, our store owners are vegetarian. So, you know, they do embrace that
perfect.
Style of cooking for sure.
Yeah.
But we also recognize that there's a big variety of people out there that have different styles. And some are, you know, some vegetarian. I mean, I'll eat vegetarian meals 2 to 3 times a week just by choice. You know, and there are people that choose that, or they don't want to eat red meat and they'll eat chicken. So for us, it's really important with our classes that they can be modified. And most of them can, you know, within the parameters of the class. We'll get people come and say, well, you know, I don't eat lamb or I don't eat beef. What can I do? Oh, well, you can substitute this.
Sure.
You can take that out. Yeah. You can put that in.
And we're not out to change the world as vegetarians. I mean, everybody has their own individual likes, dislikes, needs and wants. Mm-hmm. And that's up to them. And that's great. You know, whatever people choose to do is their choice. But for Trish and myself, you know, that's the choice we've made. And that's how we
and everybody,
you know, like
should respect each other's choices.
Absolutely.
And it's great that we have so many alternatives, because I've had people on from the celiac scene, and there are so many food issues nowadays that, you know, we really can't just, you know, in the olden days, like, oh, yeah, you got to start.
Yeah, that's a whole other avenue we could go down.
Yeah, we have
really.
To pay attention to these things and kind of watch what we eat, because what we eat is really how we feel and how we function. Kind of
the other really nice thing, too, which relates to your business, is that unless you're exposed to how food tastes, such as somebody who has a gluten issue, I might not think that gluten-free food tastes very good. So if I can learn to cook that, go to one of your classes, expose people when they come to my place for dinner, it opens up a whole new world for people. And so it's really nice to have all that variety and, you know, that you do cater to all the different types of diets.
It is. And, you know, we have people come in the store that say they have gluten-free issues and they're wanting specific items. Say a lady comes to mind that actually is running a gluten-free business here, and she wanted a specific style of pan to make gluten-free bagels. So we like to, you know, be able to offer that to people, because everybody's style of cooking, as you mentioned, is different. So the utensils that you need are different.
Mm-hmm. So, Janice, we've got 30 seconds left here. How do people get a hold of you if they want to know more about Cook Culture?
We're in the Atrium building. Drop in there. We're at 1317 Blanchard. If you want to go online, cookculture.com, 590-8161. If you want to call us, I should add that you can register for classes online, too. We're always there if you have any questions. You want to wander in, phone in. Happy to see you.
So go get yourself a new knife and make some good food
And you guys got to get a Bamix for when you travel again. Enough of that $15 bowl soup.
And cooking classes for guys.
Oh, we got those.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
All
good
the wives
stuff.
Sign them up.
Good stuff. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Vancouver Island Pet Expo.
Have you been living with a water entry problem in your basement or crawl space? Have you been reluctant to deal with it because you saw the mess and heard the cost next door at your neighbor's? Well, Earth Service Drain Master has been solving water entry and drainage problems economically for 32 years. Trust our drainage team to restore, repair, or renew your existing system back into working condition. Call Earth Service Drain Master at 250-479-0195. We will be glad to arrange a visit and assess your problem.
Spring into savings as the warehouse clearance event continues at Camino Carpets. They're more than just carpet. Check out over 25,000 square feet of hardwood and laminate flooring in stock. Camino has laminate starting at 99 cents a square foot. Hand-scraped engineered hardwood as low as $3.99, regularly $6.49 in a variety of colors. Save more during the warehouse clearance event at Camino Carpets, 3950 Quadra Street across from Lumber World.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Mainly sunny today. It's 12 degrees downtown. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. A 67-year-old West Shore man is being charged with impaired driving-related offenses after a close call with a couple military officers yesterday. Saanich police say the accused, traveling on the Trans-Canada around 11 o'clock last night, plowed into the back of a Canadian Forces truck that had broken down on the shoulder. The two military personnel were standing nearby, but both managed to escape injury. The driver was found to have a breath sample over twice the legal limit. A Saanich man is also facing alcohol-related charges after a one-vehicle accident near Mount Doug Park this morning. The 19-year-old ran from the scene but was eventually located by police. Money spent by school boards province-wide on carbon offsets will now be reinvested back into BC school districts. President of the BC School Trustees Association, Michael McAvoy, was a guest of CFAX 1070 yesterday.
What they were going to in the past, though, it never made sense to any of us. It was going to subsidize the private sector reinvestments and ways to stop greenhouse gas emissions. You know, everybody's in favor of reducing the amount of greenhouse gas emissions. We just didn't understand why the money was being taken out of schools and not being reinvested back in our schools.
McAvoy says this equates to about $5 million being reinvested into schools. McAvoy says it will save the Greater Victoria School District a few hundred thousand dollars. And for a second straight day, violent clashes are pitting police against demonstrators in downtown Montreal. Just before the noon hour, the protest aimed at disrupting a conference on the development of Northern Quebec was declared illegal. As many as 75 arrests are reported and security at the conference center has been toughened. The violence is some of the worst in Quebec since protest over planned tuition fee hikes started more than 2 months ago. After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Farrell residents. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize will be $137. And CFAX 1070 weather now. Mainly sunny today. A high of 13 degrees expected. Mainly cloudy overnight with a low of about 8 degrees. And right back to it tomorrow. Mainly sunny with a high of 17 degrees with a chance of showers in the evening. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. I have Trish and Steve Young from City Life Suites.
You got her.
I'm bad with the names, huh? Great website, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good.
CityLifeSuites.com.
I'd let you manage me any day.
Would you? Okay.
I would. And you know this person on the phone, Jill Stefanik, who is with Vancouver Al Pet Expo. How are you, Jill?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hi, Jill.
Excellent.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Steve. Nice. Hi, Trish.
I read your Facebook posting this morning to say that you're going to be on Patty's show, and I thought, hey, I thought we were on. I didn't know you were on.
I thought it would be fun because you guys know each other.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
And Jill, they want to know what you're doing in Vancouver. They're nosy.
Oh, I'm actually in Victoria.
Oh, you are in Victoria. Oh, I thought you were away this weekend.
No, I'm in Victoria. I'm actually at the Vancouver Island Outdoor Adventure Expo.
Oh.
And I'm helping out here. So,
I see. Yeah. Excellent. Now, CTV Vancouver Island, your local station, School and CFAX are proud sponsors of your event. And when is it taking place and whereabouts?
It's on May 26th and 27th, and it's at Perks Recreation Center. And it's going to be a lot of fun this year, even more hype and excitement than last year.
You're going to like this. So. They've got a skateboarding bulldog.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does it run out of breath? Because it kind of...
I think she does. It's pretty amazing. I guess she's completely self-taught. She picked up a skateboard and just started doing it all herself. So
wow. I can't get my dog to walk properly, and she's nine, you know? It's like she still barks and... Wow. And also you have wiener dog races, which probably are pretty funny to watch.
Yeah. Well, we had the wiener dog races last year, and they were an absolute hit. So we're bringing them back again this year, and they're bound to be a lot of fun. So,
and do they actually race? Like, can you keep them on the track? Or
they kind of go everywhere. They go a little bit. They kind of run. Some of them run straight. Some of them run back. Some of them run sideways. It's a lot of fun to see. We have a video on our website if you guys want to check it out.
Oh,
so.
Cool. Even saying wiener dog makes you laugh.
It does. Yeah.
At Pet Fashion Show, because people are, you know... Pets are so huge. They're like your little kids.
They are. Yeah, it's gonna be great. They have some pretty exciting and fun outfits by Pets West, and also we've got dog agility this year, which is lots of fun, and doggy dancing, just like we had last year as well. But they've got some new dances in store. So
wow, and for tickets, what kind of pricing do you have? I think they're pretty reasonable. You get a family pack.
Yeah, we have a family pass for $20. Adults are $8 and youth are $6, and 5 and under are free. And you can pre-purchase your tickets online, and you get $2 off an adult admission. And we have the tickets online available now. So really great prices, really affordable, tons of stuff and tons of fun for the family throughout the entire weekend with a bouncy castle and balloon animals and all of that kind of stuff. And our charity of choice is also BC Guide Dog Services and Autism Support Dogs this year. So we're really helping try to support autistic kids and visually impaired get the valuable support that they need throughout the weekend.
I think that's a great thing about Victoria. Everybody gives back. So even though you're doing an event, you're finding a way to give back to other people.
Exactly. Yeah, I really love this charity. They're fantastic to work with, and they actually have a blindfold walk at the event, so you can experience what it feels like to be led by a guide dog blindfolded.
And what kind of guide dogs do they use?
They use labs.
Labs.
Yeah, labs. Yeah, and it costs approximately $37,000 to train a guide dog from the time they're a puppy until they're ready to go off to their home. So it does cost a lot of money, and they have no government funding. So it's really important for us to help them as much as possible.
And if people want to have a booth too, do you still have any room for people to come set up their wares?
Yeah, we do. We have a little bit of space still available. Not much, though. We're going to sell out. It's going to sell out for sure. So
I can't believe how many people you have, too. And I saw on CTV an ad the other day for the pet cemetery, is it?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You don't think about these things, but you have a pet and then, you know, they're an important part of your family. And there's all levels of different opportunities in this pet expo, I'm sure.
From pet insurance to, you know, there's going to be fish tanks set up and, you know, a little bit of everything for everyone. And we also have a wildlife conservation booth involved in the expo. We'll be doing some seminars on dog biting and also the different kind of supplements that are important for your dog as well.
And you have dogs, cats, and what other kind of...
There's dogs, cats, fish, reptiles, you know, small animals, gerbils,
birds.
Hamsters, birds, a little bit of everything for all the animal lovers out there.
How's your cat doing?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, last year we went to the Pet Expo and we learned something there from one of the exhibitors. And this is why it's great to go to shows like Jill's hosting.
Yeah.
Because we learned about the type of food that we should, in fact, have been giving to our cat that... Until then, we weren't aware of the fact that many of the foods, especially the lower-cost ones, are filled with grains. Now, grains are, for many animals, are something they don't tolerate well. Yeah. And we have a Maine Coon cat, and they have a particularly sensitive digestive system. And we went to the Pet Expo last year, and we found out about this particular type of food, which is actually made in Alberta. It's fantastic, and it doesn't contain any grain byproducts at all. And since we've been feeding that to our cat, his health has improved so much. His coat is sleeker. He's got more energy. He still sleeps 20 hours a day, but that's a cat.
He's got so much energy, I'm thinking of feeding this stuff to Steve.
But so, you know, I just want to compliment you, Jill, on putting together this show, because I know you started it up from scratch. I remember when you said this is a great idea, and you went for it, and you've been working at it so hard, and I'm glad it's so successful. And I do want to encourage people, whether you're a pet owner or not, to go and attend this, because you can learn a lot about animals and their lifestyles, and it's fantastic.
Isn't he good? Holy.
Pay me later, Jill.
So, Jill, one more time before we go, just give us the details about how people can find out about the Pet Expo.
You can log on to the website, which is VancouverIslandPetExpo.com. It takes place at Perks Recreation Center on May 26th and 27th. And just for the safety of yourself and all the other animals at the expo, we please ask that you leave your pets at home because there will be lots of pets to see at the event.
Yeah, so. Who are those people, right, that do that? Anyways, have a great great time in May. Check in before that date so we can catch up and see what's going on.
You bet.
Okay, have a good day, Jill.
Thanks, Patty.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Danny Everett Stewart.
Your home for Vancouver Canucks playoff hockey.
Henrik Sedin, near side. Daniel shoots, scores! Daniel Sedin!
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
I'll get the Smuggler's Clubhouse sandwich with fries and an iced tea.
Okay, want a second floor reno on that clubhouse? That's where we take out the middle piece of bread.
Nice one.
When they say they're the friendliest little pub in Victoria, they mean it. Smuggler's Cove Pub in Cadborough Bay Village. Open from 11:30 to 11:30 Monday to Saturday, Sunday brunch from 11 to 2, and a great lineup of Victoria craft beers every single day. Smuggler's Cove Pub, the friendliest little pub in Victoria. Daily specials online at smugglerscovepub.com.
Ahoy, my friends. This is Terry Moore. We're on location today at this absolutely fabulous boat show. This is the Victoria Harbor Boat Show at Victoria's Inner Harbor, and we're going till 5 o'clock this afternoon. They open at 10 tomorrow morning. We go till 5 o'clock, and I got to tell you something. When you get down here, take a look at the over 200 new and pre-owned boats that are on sale for you, from the novice to the enthusiast. I've been on board a couple of the big power yachts, and I've got to tell you, they're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, oh. Wait till you see him. When you get on board, are you kidding? Sell everything you got, get on board, and use it as a liverboard. Well, I won't quite do that, but I got to tell you, they really are fantastic. And sail, they've got it all for you here. Look, get down, bring the family with you today. Here's the price, $10 for adults, seniors and students that are $8, and kids get in free under 12 if they are accompanied by an adult, okay? And the thing is that when you get down here, the pros are here to talk to you about everything you need to know, from all your boat accessories, marine engines. It's all available for you at the at this Victoria Harbor Boat Show on today until 5 o'clock, from 10 o'clock until 5 tomorrow at Victoria's beautiful Inner Harbor. Don't miss out. We've got it all for you. See you soon.
Saunders Subaru announces the arrival of the 2012 Subaru Impreza. There's way more than you'd expect in a compact car. Lots of convenience and multimedia features, a variety of trim levels, and a choice of four-door or five-door body styles. The new Impreza has the best fuel efficiency of any all-wheel drive, like 51 miles per gallon, and it's a blast to drive. The 2012 Subaru Impreza, world-class performance starting at just $19,995. At Saunders Subaru on the Old Island Highway, the coffee's always on.
I want you to tune in next week because Steve's going to come on and just talk about himself. He said,
No.
I thought that was this week.
I don't have a big ego.
Oh, you guys are too funny. Yeah. On the line, we have Danny Everett Stewart, good buddy, and he is an excellent artist. I have one of his beautiful pieces, and I treasure it. He has a new exhibit at Madrona Gallery. How are you, Danny?
I'm great, Patty. Good morning.
Good morning. And your new paintings, how many have you done?
In this show, there is 38 pieces.
Wow. How do you find the discipline to paint that many pieces?
Well, it's been over a year. I threw in a couple of pieces that that have been sort of in a process for many years.
Yeah.
The majority were done in the last year. So I don't know where I find the time, to be honest. I have a full time job as well. So
I know.
I have two full time jobs of being an artist and an accountant. So.
What, isn't that crazy?
That's left brain, right brain.
It totally is. And you were inspired this time with rain and rain on the windows.
That was my last exhibit, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this one is titled Nature, Life, and Energy, which sort of ties in with Earth Day tomorrow. And just about all how nature, life, and energy tie in. And energy really is everything. So... sort of all of that together and ties in.
And what would you call your style? Because you definitely have a certain style, but it's always changing.
Yeah, good question. Try to pin me down on that. I'm kind of all over the place. So I'm definitely abstract. 98% acrylic, mostly on canvas, sometimes mixed media. But my style varies. I have many different styles.
And do you think the West Coast, because I know you're from back east, has been inspirational to you for what you paint?
Absolutely. There's just a certain freedom I feel here, and the closeness to nature here. I originally was from Ontario, and there aren't really mountains there like there are here, or anything close to that.
They think they're mountains, but we know they're not.
Right, the mountains there. Right?
More like speed bumps.
Yeah, they go skiing. It's like
they
a 1-minute
the
run.
They got the hill at Ottawa, I think.
Right. Yeah, ski down a hill. That's a lot of fun, right? So that's what we do there. But I, you know, and so the high rises are like sort of their landscape. And well, I know not all, that sort of was my landscape, I should say, because I lived in the city. So, and then moving here, you know, 20 some odd years ago, it's just such a difference and a closeness to nature and a beauty. There's just, it's so beautiful here. And I think a lot of that is lost when you grow up in a city and live in a city, you don't have a connection to that.
And of course, love always changes things too. You and Stephen Andrew.
Yes, he was, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last.
It puts color in your paintings too when you're happy.
Okay. Definitely, yes.
He's one of my good buddies, Stephen Andrew. He's helped me get into radio.
Yeah,
he's no friend.
He's an old friend. He's a young friend. Madrona Gallery. Now, this is where your exhibit is, and you have an opening tonight. Tell us about the dates and what people can expect.
It is tonight. I will be there tonight at 7 o'clock, and Madrona Gallery is at 606 View Street. And the show runs from today, April 21st, till May the 5th. But I will only be there tonight from 7 to 10. And if anyone wants to drop in and have a glass of wine and chat about the pieces, and that would be really nice. They can expect to see a lot of vibrant, colorful art.
And they're beautiful pieces, and it's really great to support local art and also to have original art in your home, because it's something you pick out. It's just not something that's mass-produced. It's one of a kind, and you'll feel special when you have that and you know you picked that piece or it picked you. Danny's artwork is beautiful, so I encourage you all to attend and go have a look at his art.
Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome, darling. And we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Absolutely.
Have a great night.
Thank you so much.
You betcha. Yeah, his artwork is so beautiful.
You know, I so admire artists. I really do. And the talent that they have, and yet it's such a difficult road for them to travel, because art, you know, the time that these people put into creating their art, and they never get their money back on them unless you're, you know, somebody who gets $6 million for three stripes and it goes into the National Gallery. That's the exception rather than the rule, of course. You know, Patty, I think we're going to talk, if we have time, mm-hmm. we're going to talk about our vacation rental business. But we have somebody in one of our suites right now. She's from Bahrain. Mm-hmm. And she checked in yesterday, and she was showing me on her camera some of the art that she started doing. Now, this woman started only 5 years ago. She's about my age, so she's no spring chicken anymore.
30, 40.
And she said all of a sudden these paintings just fell off the end of her paintbrush. And, Patty, they are fantastic. She has major talent, this woman. I was just blown away by what she could do.
And, you know, I think with artwork, we all have it in us. And it may not be of this standard, but I think it's good to have creative outlets, whether it's cooking or doing some painting
sure.
or something, right?
Yeah.
And your creative outlet is City Life Suites. And it's a huge project, I'm sure. And you have very good taste, because I know your home is impeccable. And your suites have a certain style.
Thanks to Trish. She's the
well, they
she
do.
Has the
color,
good taste in the family.
The way they are. And tell us a little bit about City Life Suites, what you do.
Well, we run a couple of suites that we own ourselves, and also we manage suites that are owned by other people. And what we do is we do short-term vacation rentals in the suites. So that's the basic thrust of it. And people come from all over the world, and they stay from anywhere say from 7 days up to perhaps as long as 6 months. And the type of people that come to us are people that want their own cooking facilities. And it was funny earlier we were talking about that. Mm-hmm. And when you travel, a great way to save money is to do your own cooking. And that means then that there's a lot more money to spend on going to the attractions and really living it up. It's horrible to get all the way to a place and then not have the money to do anything when you get there. And when people come for different reasons, they come to the city, we provide them with fully furnished accommodation, parking, phone calls, all of those things are included.
So maybe and I think what's neat too is that before we go to the break, there's, you know, people that have family that maybe you don't want them staying with you, because a lot of people come here for a long time.
You bet.
And it's not always good to be in your house. So they can rent at a better price if they do it for the month, a month or two, at certain times of the year, or if someone's in the hospital or have whatever. There's different ideas for renting these suites too, not just vacation.
That's right. There's a lot of reasons for people who live here in Victoria, if they have friends and family coming out, for them to be able to stay in a place where they can kind of call it home. There's cooking facilities,
Lawn Sweet Laundries, parking, you know, the whole nine yards, is everything there for them. They don't have to be a burden to the host here, which is great.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about City Life Suites, and if you have a property, maybe you want Trish and Steve to manage it for you. Back in a minute.
Need cash today? Got some old jewelry lying around? Bring it to Old and Gold and exchange it for cash. For your old gold and silver, they'll beat any price in town. Old and Gold at Fort and Douglas, online at goldvictoria.com. Need some cash today? Got some gold DVDs, bikes, cameras, video games, tools, you know, stuff lying around? Bring it to Barclays and exchange it for cash. You'll see why they're the Pawn Stars of Victoria. Barclays Exchange in Chinatown, 516 Fiskard, 381-2121.
Come on down, my friends, and get on board, because right now we're broadcasting from the Victoria Harbor Boat Show at Victoria's beautiful Inner Harbor. The show started at 10 o'clock this morning. It goes till 5 this afternoon. The same thing will happen tomorrow from 10 o'clock until 5, and you'll see it all. Over 200 new and pre-owned boats on sale. Everything from the hard-bottom inflatables, you name it, to the fabulous yachts. I was on board a 75-foot Riviera just a little while ago, and boy, I'll tell you, you talk about a dream ship. This is certainly one of them. Take a look at all of them, though. They're all here. Whether you happen to sail, whether you happen to love power, it's all available for you, and prices that you can look at and say, you know what, maybe that'll fit into our budget. Take a look at what you need, though, for your boat as well. Those of you who've got your boat and you're looking for some of the accessories, they have them all for you today, and the experts to talk to as well. Where is it? The Victoria Harbor Boat Show at Victoria's beautiful Inner Harbor. We'd love to see you. Come by to our CFAX 1070 broadcast location. Fill out a ballot, and you've got yourself a gift certificate to go to Samuel's Restaurant. And just across the way from us, the Rotary Club are selling tickets on a fabulous Nissan Rogue. So drop by. We'd love to see you.
Everyone wants a quick sale on real estate, but few take the necessary steps to make it happen. This is Kevin Ramsey, realtor with Fair Realty and SweetHomeVictoria.com. Selling quickly requires preparation long before it's time to list on MLS. This gives us time to choose our marketing and commission strategies, discuss staging techniques, and decide which repairs or upgrades will pay off. A well-prepared sweet home is easier to sell, and that's why I give you a break on commission. So let's get started. Visit my office at 1564 Fort Street or contact me through SweetHomeVictoria.com.
We are back with Trish and Steve Young from City Life Suites. So, Steve, vacation rental property management services. So if people have a condo downtown, tell us what you kind of look for in a person that you would manage. I know they want to have a certain look to them, too, and certain availability and be in a certain area.
Yeah. Well, there's a number of factors that we do take into consideration. First of all, you know, the location. We want to be in the central core of Victoria, hence our name, City Life Suites. So, you know, we're not promoting places in the country. Yeah. The second thing is preferably there would be owners who may have purchased a condo for an investment. It sits there empty. Maybe they want to come and stay there, you know, for a couple of weeks per year. They might be from out of town, for example, mm-hmm. and they want to subsidize their mortgage. So it's a great way to do that. They do have to furnish it to a certain standard. We have a brand that we want to protect as much as we can. Mm-hmm. So we do work very closely with the owners to meet that kind of standard. But I guess the nice thing about it is they can count on their premises being really well maintained, because unlike long-term rental tenants who come in, they move in their furniture, you know, they, you know, chip the walls, et cetera, and they may or may not be the best tenants. And if you have a problem tenant in a long-term rental, you've got a long-term problem. It's very difficult to deal with it. Mm-hmm. Whereas with a short-term vacation rental, people have a light footprint. They bring in a suitcase. They're out and about, you know, seeing the city sights or visiting with friends and relatives here. So they leave a very light footprint. Plus, at the end of every guest tenancy, we go in and we completely clean the apartment. We do any, you know, sort of light maintenance is required. We don't get into heavy-duty renovations or anything like that. Yeah. But if there's a chip in the wall, we touch it up and make sure it's looked after. So a person can count on it being well maintained. So they can subsidize the mortgage. I would never say you could cover your costs completely. It would depend upon an individual's own circumstances, of course. But and people do need to look at the revenues they would derive from that on an annual basis, because it's seasonal. So you might be making less in the winter, but you'd be making more in the summer when it's a peak season. So we do have seasonal rates, of course. And so people need to look at it in that kind of long term.
And you get people from all over the world.
Oh, we've had them from just about every country in the world, I think, Pat. We've had them from China, Japan, Indonesia, the most recent, Bahrain, Dubai, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Belgium, Mexico. Well, I could go on and on. We've had people and the United States, of course.
And you guys know the system. So for people that own suites and want to do it themselves, there's a lot of startup and stuff to know. And you've already done that. And you know what's involved.
Yeah.
And you've won a lot of awards.
Well, we last year won the Best Vacation Rental in Victoria, awarded by through TripAdvisor.
That's amazing.
And that, of course, is an award that's given based on what consumers and your guests think. It's not something that TripAdvisor, you can't buy that.
No, that's
so,
awesome.
Of course, our goal is to do that again this year. And I think we have come up with a formula that works. We've ironed out the kinks. And we're at the stage now where we would like to pass on that experience and be able to manage for other people who would like to have a property well maintained. And for people, some people, they don't want to deal with it. They would rather have somebody else do it on their behalf and know that the property will be maintained at a good standard, which it is.
And this is all above board nowadays, right? Because there was stuff before about City of Victoria and different things. So nowadays this is okay to rent.
Yeah, and suits. I think it's a huge growth industry. It's growing at about 24% per year. And I know people like to do the all-inclusive, but believe me, if you've traveled and you've used vacation rentals, once you do that, it's rare that you would ever go back and do
a hotel.
What kind
of tips do you need? I mean, I did an all-inclusive before, but I do like renting a place now and having a kitchen and not being a slave to a clock again, too, and to other people and everything else. It's nice to have your own accommodations, and plus HUD cooks all the food. But anyways, what do people do? Like, it's the same thing. You're on how do people look you up? And are, it's not the same as going to a vacation rental.
Well, there's different places where people advertise vacation rentals.
Right.
And Steve handles the marketing, so maybe he'd be
where do people find you?
Well, first of all, we have our own website,
right.
And that's CityLifeSuites.com. So people can go there. They can view all of our apartments. They can look at the availability calendars, get descriptions of all the items that are included in their rate. We advertise on other vacation rental directories such as VRBO and HomeAway and FlipKey and places like that. But also, I'm finding that for us now, most of our business is repeat business and referrals. Because we've never had anything less than a 5-star review from any of our guests in 6 years
That's
that we've been doing this.
Amazing.
And people now, they tell their friends, and their friends tell their friends, and they just phone up and say, we want to book with you. There's really no questions asked a lot of the time. But having said that, there are those times when people, they will find us on VRBO or on our own website. They'll look at us and they'll phone us and get more information from us.
Well, so, I just became a licensed realtor, and I know I've been working with Lee Johnston for many years, 17 years, but I finally made it legal, as they say. So referral is big, and what you stand for. So people want to find out more about City Life. I know you're going to come back and join me again sometime, but how do they do that?
Well, they can give us a phone call at 250-360-0774. Or as Steve said earlier, they can check us out on our website, which is really good because pictures speak volumes.
Yes, they're great.
And that's
great.
At CityLifeSuites.com. And, you know,
or drop by your house.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or stop us on the street. Have I got just
you sure
short,
do.
There's one thing I want to say before I go. You know, a lot of people hear the voice behind the mic. They don't see the person. They don't know the person. Patty, you're the best. And if people knew you as a person, they would know what a warm and wonderful and charming person you are. Sincerely, you're the best.
Oh, so God.
I just want your listener, I mean your listeners, to know that.
1,000,001.
That's it.
And growing every day. God love
and
you,
thank
Steve.
Thank you for letting us be here today.
That was worth paying you.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to know, you get a hold of me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, and shoot me an email. TJ, thank you as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.